And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, first up, the University of Michigan spent a staggering $100,000 on an event to celebrate its DEI 2.0 plan. Oh, it's the second version, I guess. DEI, of course, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the event included an espresso bar, a hip-hop performance, and a lecture linking critical race theory to hip-hop because, of course, nothing says academic rigor like coffee and rap battles. The details emerged last month, revealing that the university paid a hip-hop artist $25,000 for a 10-minute speech and participation in a 45-minute roundtable discussion. But while Michigan was spending big on hip-hop and espresso, other universities have been moving in a different direction. The University of North Carolina recently repealed its DEI policies, opting for new guidelines focused on neutrality and free speech. And likewise, Texas has banned DEI programs at public universities, which has led to layoffs. Switching gears to Indiana, where the Carmel Clay School Board recently voted to keep George Johnson's memoir, All Boys Aren't Blue, on the shelves of its school libraries. The book, challenged by a local community member, survived by a narrow 3-2 vote. The decision raised eyebrows, of course, because, well, the content of the book is not something that children need to be reading. And I'll leave it at that because I don't want to even mention or discuss here on this platform, or any for that matter, what's contained in this book. Moving to our nation's capital, the Department of Education proudly flying the Pride flag this month because, of course, it is. Kicking off June with a tweet celebrating Pride, the department has ensured its social media presence is, quote, extra gay for the month. That's their quote, not mine. While conspiracy theorists claim schools are secretly pushing LGBTQ agendas, I'm not sure it's secret anymore. Finally, congratulations are in order to my home state, the state of Tennessee, for being ranked number one as the worst state for LGBTQ equality. Good job, Tennessee. Out Leadership's 2024 equality report shows the state of Tennessee scoring low on equality due to its refusal to allow gender transitions for minors. As a proud Tennessean, I say kudos to my home state for standing firm against the cultural tide. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.